Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Free.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, first of all, let's set the stage, shall we? Let's set the stage just so you know where we're going.
Do they know I'm here?
Are you ready? Once again, it is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. However, there is a caveat to this, Mr. Stout. How are you doing today?
Well, now I'm scared.
No, you shouldn't be scared at all. So, I was pre-recording today's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing hour number two while you were getting your haircut. Okay. While you were getting your haircut, I was doing hour number two. And then as I was doing the setup and everything, and I'm getting ready to bring everything over and start putting it together, before I brought it over and did any of that, I deleted it all.
Oh, no.
And in the for the sake of continuity, just because I like to, I like for everything to be lined up, the preceding hour. Hour number two of today's show is an encore performance of Geek Out with Zeke Stout.
So they're getting 2 hours of me?
2 hours of Zeke Stout. And,
audience, I'm so sorry.
Everybody out there, you should listen very closely because this is what Zeke Stout sounds like now after a haircut.
Yes. What you heard in the previous hour, I did not have a haircut.
That was when he was still shaggy and unkempt.
Oh, I'm still shaggy. I just got my ears and neck trimmed.
Zeke Stout, the head of MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. Geek Out with Zeke Stout. This is where we don't really talk about anything in particular. However, we just sort of make it up as we go, yeah? Now, you're getting ready to go.
We get excited.
Well, yeah, but you're getting ready to go to SHOT Show. You get to go see all the newness.
All the new ARs.
Well, I mean, I don't know how that's going to work out, but I do think that on the one hand, I'm not too upset about not going. On the other hand, I kind of wish I was going, but the travel to SHOT Show is the biggest headache, and in Las
Vegas, I don't mind the travel.
Well, what I mind is what I get to on the other end. Like, the week before we get to SHOT Show, I could stay at the most expensive hotel in Las Vegas.
Right.
For $50 a night.
How do you do that?
Monday, the week of SHOT Show, though, that same room is going to be $340 a night.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's the other thing that I'm not too enamored with and everything else. I'm almost thinking that I was going to drive this year, and I'm really seriously thinking about trying to find an Airbnb next time.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that, pull together with groups and companies that will do Airbnbs now, and all their employees will just stay there.
That would be cool. That'd be like, you know, yep. You get the right people with you, there's no telling what kind of trouble you might get into.
I try to avoid the trouble.
I understand. I understand.
Especially in Vegas.
Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about is I want to know your opinion of Gucci Glocks.
Gucci Glocks. Gucci. You're talking about like the super customized.
The super customized Glocks, yeah.
I guess Zev was kind of the first one to really hit hard with that. I mean, I know other companies did it, but I mean, I think Zev put a lot of money into marketing. They were probably the first ones, I would imagine,
right,
to really hit the market hard with it. Now you've got Salient, you've got Infinity. Don't they do some Glock?
I don't know if they do something. Do you want to know the story of Salient Arms?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's now, made by a panda.
Their mascot is a panda. Now, Salient Arms was founded by the brothers Chavez, which I talked to Adrian and the other one, but they're really nice kids, really nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Chris Costa on the show one day, and everybody was asking me about what does Chris think about Salient Arms, which I had never heard of them. So I asked Chris about this, and he started telling me, and I looked into them. So they came on board as a sponsor, and I got a few Salient Arms guns, and they were absolutely epic for what they were, yeah, you know,
nice.
For a Glock. And they took a Glock, and I'd never seen that level. I've later found out, you know, Boresight, Zev Technologies, all these other guys. Lots of people make a Gucci Glock, but it was largely a matter of how it was set up.
Sure.
And then in 2014, right, in 2014, when they were set to renew, because part of the package was guns, I had sent them a gun and asked them to do this as part of the thing, and they agreed to do this extra gun for me, and that was at the beginning of 2014, and then I lost all track of them. They went completely silent.
Hmm.
And what happened was that the guys that actually, I thought that Salient Arms was this skunk works with guys with 14-pound brains and these big Star Trek heads and everything that were just absolutely special, hyper-specialized artisans making a Glock, what it was. That was never the case. They were actually outsourcing all of that. The only thing they were doing was, and they were also outsourcing the barrel to get it, you know, gold anodized. So they went dark, and then I found out what happened. The guys that they were sending it to that actually owned the CNC machines were the actual guys that started up Agency Arms.
Oh, really?
And they said that, okay, from here on out, we're not going to do your guns anymore because we're going to do our guns. So they had all of these guns sitting there waiting to be customized, and they had to find somebody that was going to do it. And in the end, they found some, and I had to call them and threaten to call. By that time, they had moved to, I think, Nevada out of California.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find out where my gun was, and I finally left them a message. Hey, if you guys don't call me back, I'm going to call Nevada State Police and ATF and report my gun stolen because I've got a picture of somebody there signing for it.
Right.
Then I got a call back. And I think now they have, and now since that time, they have segued and found a way to do everything in-house.
Okay.
And I don't, I look at that time as a time when they made a bunch of mistakes, which what they should have done is got on the phone with everybody there that they had their gun and just told them what they were doing.
Right.
But they didn't do it. So the reason I ask is because I've entered into an agreement with Terran Tactical.
Okay.
And I've got three of his guns on the way in, three Combat Masters.
The only thing I've ever really had my hands on with their intactual stuff is the magazines, I believe. I had somebody that had some their intactual magazines.
Right.
And that's all they had. They had a regular Glock, but with the magazines. I was like, all right, cool.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about this in just a minute when we get back. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout, and this is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Zeke Stout as we attempt to geek out, and I was just telling him about the Terran tactical guns that are on their way to me. Terran's guns are about the same as everybody else's, except he does one or two things that I find sort of intriguing. He does a little bit more to the trigger. And he always adapts the Gen 5 to the Gen 3 spring. And the way he sets it up and the way whatever he's doing to the slide, because everybody's doing slide cuts and lightening the slide, right? Whatever he does, I've actually fired a Terran Tactical Glock 45 next to a fifth generation Glock 19.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So both of them fifth gen. The Terran Tactical gun in the same point of fire is actually back in battery faster than the standard Glock.
Real?
Yeah.
Just because of the spring?
I guess. I guess because of the spring and the spring to weight ratio or something. Whatever they're doing. I mean, he's got a very talented team of guys that cut on these guns. And I like them. I mean, if you're going to have a Gucci Glock, it may as well be Terran's because, you know, Terran carries them. I mean, Bob Vogel. You ever seen him shoot with one of his guns?
Yeah, it's impressive.
I mean, he can stack shots. I mean, he's just basically, it's just one big dark spot. There's no separation between any of it. He's just stacking them. So, they're pretty decent pistols and everything. And I see the various takes on it. Like, have you ever done anything with Shadow Systems? Have you ever tried one of theirs?
Yeah. So, list out the Gucci Glocks that I've shot. Agency.
Okay.
Shot one of those. Shadow System and Azez.
Okay.
And yep.
Of the guys that I know that at Agency Arms that are sort of their product developers, they're the guys that do that, the only SIG P320 they will carry is one done by Agency. They will not carry a stock one.
Really?
But the Agency Arms SIG P320, they will carry that. They said that whatever they've done to it, however they rework it, all of the problems that the gun has itself inherently are gone.
Okay.
So.
See, I'm going to have to go talk to them. I'm going to see what they would tweak with my macro.
Well, see, I'll tell you somebody who thinks the 365 and probably the macro, I'll tell you who thinks that is the best carry gun in the world. And that is Terran Butler whenever he gets one of those and does a Combat Master, what do you call it, treatment to it. He thinks that's
right.
The best. It's the only SIG he will do. He will not do the P320. He will only do the P365.
Okay.
So I'm sure he would do the macros. So. But find out what Agency has to say. And when you get done with that, let's see what we can. No promises, but we'll see what we can do. See if Terran would do me a solid on that one.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Check that out.
But then you'd have to carry something else while it's gone because, you know, those things don't get done overnight. What would you, if you had to send off your 365 XL macro, what would you carry in the interim?
Would it be during the summer or the winter? I'll just give you both. So during the summer, you know, when it's more short weather and stuff, I would probably carry the Glock 43. Winter, I would probably switch to carry one of my P320s.
Do you have the stock 43? The stock one, just the six rounder?
Yeah. Well, no, I've got a magazine that has one extra round in it.
See, I've had that gun. I've shot the gun. I mean, it's as easy to conceal as any gun can possibly be and then still be a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And but at the same time, I just can't get past it. It's not about the size. It's about capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, capacity, if I can get 10 rounds, I'm happy. Anything above 10 rounds is gravy. Now, when I had a Glock 43, I had a bunch of Hive Technology magazine extenders on those.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it a nine round gun, and it shot really well, and everything worked really well on it, but it was an odd-shaped duck. because the grip was longer than the barrel.
I bet.
And that sort of did away with that whole concealment, that whole concealment advantage that you had when you had a grip that long on it, no matter how narrow it is.
True.
So I have heard people now. Do you have a Glock 48? Is that a 10 rounder?
I don't have a 48.
Have you ever tried one of those?
I have. I like them. It's one of those things where, you know, unless you are getting into the agency arms, the Saland, the Zev, all those, you know, Gucci Glocks, the Turing Butlers, a Glock's a Glock to me.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that, before all the Glockites go crazy on me, I'm not bashing. That's a good thing. You know, a Glock is a Glock is a good statement coming out of my mouth because I think they're reliable. I think they shoot well once you get used to the grip angle and everything. But it's kind of the same thing. The one that fascinates me the most, and I can't remember the number, but it's their 357 SIG. That thing fascinates me for some reason. I love the ballistics of it, and it's just, there's something fun about that loud of a bang with not the recoil that you would expect with that loud of a bang.
Right.
And I know that's cheesy and not functional or anything, but, you know, there's little weird things that I geek out to, and that's one of them.
I'm a big Glock 10 millimeter fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like the way it handles it. I like it compared to any other 10 millimeter out there. I like it better than I do the Glock 21, the 45 ACP, which I would have expected.
Really?
I've had a Salient Arms. Not Salient Arms. I've had an Agency Arms Glock 21. But I've also had an Agency Arms Glock 20. And the Agency Arms Glock 20 was something else. And my Poly 80 that I had done by Ace Firearms is something else. But, you know, of all of them, I prefer the, you know, the 9mm I carry because I have copious amounts of 9mm ammo. But my favorite one of them is the 10mm. We're coming up on the next break. We didn't do this last time. Mr. Stout here, he runs something called MGS Trade School, where you can reinvent yourself for the price of a couch. And you can start that journey by going to mgs.edu. While he's at SHOT Show, he's probably going to be redesigning the entire curriculum. Who knows what you'll be able to do when he gets back. And speaking of being back, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The special prosecutor in the case of the shooting death on the film set of Rust says there was a pattern of criminal disregard for safety. Andrea Reeb says the cinematographer who died would be alive if it weren't for the errors of people like Alec Baldwin. Baldwin is being charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. The White House says Congress must act to raise the debt ceiling without conditions. The stance comes as hardline Republicans in the House have demanded spending cuts to increase the limit. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese.
Like Congresses in the past, this Congress has a basic set of obligations, and none more fundamental than maintaining the full faith and credit of the United States.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 252 points to 33,044. The S&P 500 fell 30 points to 38,99. 1,999. The NASDAQ dropped 105 points to 10,852. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. It is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. We have been speaking about various guns and various configurations. Do you like any of the big bore Glocks?
I have not shot the 10mm. I'd like to. I've shot other 10mm before, but I haven't shot that one. 357 SIG is probably the biggest that I've shot at the Glock.
I have never seen one, and maybe I have. I just, when I'm going looking for a Glock, I'm typically looking for an...
I'm sorry, 45. I'm sorry, a 45 is bigger than 357.
Oh.
My bad.
So are you still intrigued by the 357 SIG, though?
I probably wouldn't carry it just for cost effectiveness. I mean, 357 SIG is an expensive round, especially if you're going to train with it. I mean... Go buy 200 rounds of that, 500 rounds of that, whatever your training is going to take, and you're going to have an expensive training. So that's about the only reason I wouldn't carry it.
How is it? Is it easy to find?
I don't know that it is right now. I haven't seen a box on the shelves of places where I get ammo in a while.
I have never even looked for it. I mean, most of the time, if I'm looking for anything, it's going to be either 10 or 9, so maybe a 45 here and there. But anyhow, is there a particular gun besides your macro that you, if you've never tried it, and if you did try it, you've always been intrigued by it, and it's maybe a gun that you would actually consider buying and carrying if you actually tried it ever?
No, my money's not an option. I mean, an object.
Yeah.
I would say it's a close tie between that, and we're talking carry only, right? Not competition or anything. I would say that new, the Staccato, the, I guess it's a subcompact.
The CS.
Yeah. Yeah. I would try that.
Right.
And I'm willing to try any of these Gucci Glocks to try it out just to see. I find it hard to carry a firearm that costs that much. And the reason I say that is a lot of people don't realize this until you start going through other defensive training. If you have a justified shoot, you know, you have to utilize your firearm and it's completely justified, you're probably losing that gun for a while.
Yeah.
And if you ever give it back at all, because I've heard stories, nightmares of people going 10, 12 years and the police department still has it in their lockup. So I would prefer to have that, you know, $300 to $800 range carry gun.
Right.
Which is tough to get with the Gucci Glock.
Well, I guess in the Glock sort of thing, you could go with Shadow Systems, which is you can get those for $7. You can find those for $7, and I mean, there's a lot of people that have been Glock diehards, like John Farnham. He switched over to Shadow Systems.
Okay.
So, you're not. I'm very curious about the Luwago Alien. You know which gun I'm talking about, right? The one with the funky
that thing is cool looking.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I know it was there. I think in 2020, but because I was on Radio Row, I never got to go on the floor. I did not see it, but everybody that I've ever heard about shooting it, which I've only ever seen one video of somebody stateside actually even reviewing it, they bought it, and that starts at what, $5,500?
That's how much that thing is?
Yeah.
Oh. It better be worth it.
Yeah.
But once again, we're back to the carry principle. I would love, there are so many guns that I would love to have that are over, you know, 1,500,
sure.
5,000, 6,000.
Sure.
That there is no way I would carry it, because if I had to use it, I'm not going to lose it in a police lockup for years and years and years.
Well,
if I ever get it back at all.
There was a case out of Washington, D.C. where a military veteran was there going to, I believe, Walter Reed for something after he came back from the Middle East. And he was transporting his weapons in compliance with the Federal Transportation Act for weapons. He had them locked up in separate places,
right.
Compartmentalized in a trunk. And because they saw his tag, they pulled him over and didn't arrest him. They confiscated his guns. And it did take him years to get him back. And to what you were just talking about, what they did was when they go into an evidence room, apparently in Washington, D.C., they just take a nail and carve in the booking number on the side of the gun. And just completely, if there's a finish there, it's ruined.
It's done.
It's done. So if in the case of a very expensive weapon, you know, and stuff like that could be fixed, but, I mean, you're talking, it's going to cost you. And
absolutely will.
So I totally understand what you're saying. And having a gun, I mean, that's a good thing about right now, though, isn't it? There's guns out there that are very affordable, that are also very reliable. I can't think of any one striker fire gun out there that I would say is a piece of junk at the moment. Can you?
Yeah.
Or can you?
Well, the R1 came and went.
I never tried that. That was the Remington, right?
Yeah, that was the one that, you know, Guns and Ammo got exposed for pay-for-play. It's the greatest carry weapon of all time, and they had to recall every single one of them, and then they couldn't even fix it. The R1, I'm not a huge fan, and I love Taurus to death. A lot of people bash on Taurus. I love Taurus. I love some of the products they put out. I'm not a fan of that little Striker Fire subcompact they came out with.
The GX4?
Go ahead.
The GX4?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a fan of it. It's reliable. You know, I put a lot of rounds through it at a range day. I just, it wasn't super accurate compared to my macro or other subcompacts that I've shot. And I get with a shorter barrel, you're going to lose a lot of accuracy. But this just seemed, it almost felt, it didn't feel shooting-wise like a bodyguard. But my accuracy was like shooting a bodyguard. And I don't know if you've ever shot the Smith & Wesson bodyguard, but that one's just bad.
I've seen a lot of people show up to take their concealed carry permit class with a bodyguard, and then as soon as when they're done, they're like, "Do you think I could trade this gun in?"
Yeah, yeah. Everyone I know that is, I've talked to maybe two people that are like huge fans of the bodyguard. I shot it, and I even got to the point. You know how when you're shooting something and it's just kind of off, you're like, "Okay, maybe I'm forgetting my fundamentals," so you kind of go back to. Squeeze, don't jerk, don't flap the trigger.
Right.
You know, breathing. I did every little fundamental thing that you're taught. And grouping at 10 yards was like 3 feet. And I'm over-exaggerating. Maybe it was like a foot. Maybe 2 feet. But it was, I mean, the grouping was all over the paper. It just, there was no rhyme or reason to what was happening. You know how, you know, if you're shooting low left.
Hang on right there.
Nope, go ahead.
Last break. MGS Trade School, mgs.edu, where you can reinvent yourself in a couple of different ways. And that will continue to expand. Each and every day, MGS evolves. Each and every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. And we are talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. We've been talking about guns and everything. These really little guns. And that was my... Yeah. Have you ever known anybody to take a class with the standard SIG P365?
I've not been in a class with one yet. No.
See, that's
but I don't think yeah. I don't think I've taken a class since it kind of got hot. So, which is bad on me. But
well, I haven't. The last class I took was in October of 2019 in Leesville, South Carolina. Steve Fisher's Red Dot Sight class. The one day that I was down there, it was 103 degrees in October. And I had a heat injury. I did complete the class. And then the next day, the other stuff that they were doing, which I was not there for, then the temperature dropped into the 70s and everybody felt great. But, yeah. I mean, the last classes I've taken, I mean, I was at Tactical Response in June of 2018. So, hot weather. I can't do the hot weather training. I do not like it at all. Just tears me out of frame. So, the thing about any gun that you're going to carry, my criteria for any gun that I'm going to carry, I have to be able to take a class with it.
Right.
I have to train with it. I have to practice with it. And guns like the Bodyguard or the P365 or some of these other guns that are really, really, really small and really, really easy to carry,
mm-hmm.
They're really, really... They can get painful to shoot, at least for me. The Bodyguard that I've shot, I have not shot as much as I did the P365, but where I get Glock knuckle when I'm shooting a Glock,
mm-hmm.
it was like my hand was like a gigantic paw wrapping around the grip of the 365. So I wasn't even hitting the callus of where I get the Glock knuckle. So I was, it was very painful for me to shoot. So, I don't. I have rid myself of it and moved on, and I like a little bit more, and that's my criteria. If it's something that I can't take a class and shoot 1,500 times in a weekend, just not into it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Are you going to be...
Don't blame you at all.
Do you go to... what is it? What do they call it? The shooting day, the range day. What do they call that?
Media day at the range.
Media day at the range. Do you go to that?
Yeah. I used to go every year. I haven't been in about 4 years. So I usually now I use Monday as my fly-in day. So gives me a little rest before everything kicks in Tuesday morning.
Right.
But I'd like to start going back.
Where do they have that? Is it out in Boulder?
That's out in
Henderson?
Henderson, thank you. Okay. I knew it started with an H. Yeah. It's a pretty cool range.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been to a party out in Boulder at Pro Gun Range, but I didn't know there was another range in Henderson. I did not know that. So that's...
It's massive. It is massive. It's all outside, all out in the hills. It's a pretty cool range.
So have you ever shot a gun there that you were like, I got to buy this? I mean, has there ever been a new gun that you have tried at on range day and said to yourself, well, self, I really want that?
It's where I shot the KSG for the first time and drooled over that. Trying to think of what else. Adams Arms, when they first started really getting their piston-driven ARs
those
going.
Those were great. They
were fantastic. They kind of fell off the face of the earth. I mean, they still exist, but you don't hear much from them anymore.
I think they went through some sort of an upheaval.
Gotcha. Those were good. The 338 Lapua that I shot my first 1,000-yard shot with, I couldn't tell you the name brand of that thing to save my life, but that thing was fun. And it was the first time I ever hit a 1,000-yard shot, so that was pretty cool. I'm trying to think of what else. Not really any pistols. That's where I shot the XDs for the first time, and I just I love the history of Springfield Armory. I love some of the stuff that they've had in the past, but God, those XDs just I cannot like them. I want to like them, but I have just not been a fan of them.
What? Do you know why? Have you nailed it down? I mean,
I don't know if it's the grip angle or if it's that skinnier grip. It's not great for my big hands, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
I just don't shoot them well, and I like to be able to pick up a gun and shoot it halfway decent. You know, I don't want to be I'm not saying I'm an expert marksman with every gun I touch, but I'd like to have at 10 yards a good, you know, 3-inch grouping.
Sure.
You know. And it was very similar to shooting that bodyguard. And this is a full-size XD. I don't know what the deal was. And I know people love them and people shoot them great. I've seen competitive shooters shoot them flawlessly. Just, I don't know what it is. It must be a grip angle or a grip size thing for me. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes.
I think that can excuse me.
And you shot those on range day?
Yeah, on range day.
See, I'm going to tell you a lesson I learned. I took 3 guns to the range one time to film them. I took a Chambers Custom 2019 that was part of a Knights armament package that the pistol itself was like $9,000. Mm-hmm. I took a FN 509 and I took a Walther PDP.
Nice.
And both of those striker fire guns shoot really, really well. However, when I shot them after I shot the Chambers gun, which was, you know, it was barely a perceptible shake in my hands. It was compensated. I mean, I was cognizant of the sensation of the slide drifting back and coming forward. There was no thudding, no nothing. The slide mount or the slide fit was superb. The barrel fit was superb. And then I shot those other 2 guns, and they just seemed snappy and horrible. Mm-hmm. And they were probably pretty good. I mean, I will revisit both of them, but I dumped them both right after that. I was like, well, these guns are no good.
Wow.
And I think any day that you go and you shoot a bunch of guns, back to back to back to back, I don't think you're giving yourself a fair exposure to them.
Sure. I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So in that event, maybe you ought to relook at the XD. I mean, Rob Latham seems to like them.
Yeah, yeah. And they're, like I said, I've seen competitive shooters shoot them flawlessly. I have just not, and that's not the only time I shot them. I've shot them since, too. Still don't like them. But I'm the same way. I'm the same way with the M&P series. I'm not a fan of the M&P series. Don't know why. And maybe it's just a practice thing. Now, I will give Smith & Wesson a caveat here. I only put about two magazines through an M&P before I was like, all right, I want to go back to my Glock. So it's really not a fair shake. Kind of like you said, you're shooting so many guns back to back to back to back. Different grip angles will change your shot completely. Sure. You have to get used to it again.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't completely judge the M&P, but being that I've shot a lot of XDs on probably three different occasions and just still haven't liked them, yeah.
Well, we got about 45 seconds, so I won't give you my opinion of the M&P at this moment. We will talk about that another time. I will be
NGS.edu.
Yeah. I will try to contact you at SHOT to see if you are going to be available so we can do a SHOT show edition of Geek Out with Zeke Stout. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. Check out MGS Trade School at mgs.edu. And as for me, this has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.